Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. State and federal agencies are undertaking a 30,000-acre floodplain restoration project to enhance habitat for juvenile salmon in the Yolo Bypass near the Sacramento River. The project will allow water to enter the floodplain to nurture fish habitat when river levels are higher. The project is being implemented in conjunction with the State Water Project and the Federal Central Valley Project that have both slashed deliveries due to drought. Rising fuel prices are putting mounting pressure on farmers and ranchers grappling with the increased cost of growing food. USDA estimates the cost of fuel, lube, and electricity will increase 34% this year. American Farm Bureau Federation economists say the war in Ukraine has reduced availability of global crude oil and U.S. domestic production is down while demand increases. Diesel prices rose to $5.72 per gallon in June, up 74% from last June. The National Chicken Council announced findings from a recent national survey regarding consumer attitudes about chicken and plant-based chicken alternatives. The results show 4 in 5 Americans want clearer product labeling and separate shopping sections for plant-based products. 1 in 5 Americans reported they accidentally bought the plant-based product, believing it was real chicken. Survey results also indicate that consumers, including those that eat plant-based chicken, prefer authentic chicken for taste, affordability, and cooking versatility. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.